I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Earlier on the show today, we were dealing with the question, how many new refugees and migrants counts as overwhelming for a country? For Europe, they haven't seen this many people on the move since World War II. Back then, it was a war Germany started that caused a lot of that displacement. But now, in the midst of the current migrant crisis, it's Germany that's been most welcoming. They've taken in more than 1 million migrants and refugees last year. But just because those people got there doesn't mean they have the right to stay. And that means deportation, which is a touchy subject in Germany. From Berlin, Daniel Estrin has our story.
One rainy day last week, I met an off-duty German police officer. He said his name was Michael, but that wasn't his real name. He's not permitted to speak to the press about his job. Deporting illegal migrants.
War eine Vietnamesin, also so viel kann ich sagen. Da ging es um eine vietnamesische Person, eine vietnamesische Frau.
We were standing in front of the apartment building he visited 2 weeks ago to deport a woman from Vietnam. Germany had rejected her request for asylum.
2 weeks ago you were here. What time at night was it?
Weil Vietnamesen sind entweder ganz früh erreichbar oder ganz spät abends.
Michael laughed. They didn't show up in the middle of the night to catch her by surprise. They came for her at 12 noon, when most people aren't home. You might be able to guess how this ends. Michael and his police team went inside and up the elevator to the woman's floor. They knocked on a neighbor's door, asked where the Vietnamese woman lived. The neighbor pointed to her door.
Which door was it?
Also es wäre allerdings nicht in der Etage die gewesen.
It would have been this door.
The police knocked. No answer. An officer thought he heard some rustling, so they rammed down the door. And no one was there. So the police called workmen to fix the door, filled out paperwork, and left. Mission failure. This happens a lot. A senior police official told me police only managed to round up 50% of the people they're sent to round up. They'll try to come back for the woman in about 2 weeks' time, but they may not find her then either. Most deportation attempts happen in the middle of the day. It's not the kind of tough treatment you'd expect from police sent to deport an illegal migrant. Some say we're too nice, Michael says. Up until a few months ago, deportation police were not allowed to break down doors to round up migrants without a special court order. They're allowed to now, but he says they rarely do. And when they do round people up, he says, they'll do them favors, like they'll take them to a cash machine to withdraw money from their German bank account before putting them onto an airplane. We bring a certain amount of empathy to the situation, without too much aggression, Michael says. Getting rid of illegal migrants puts Germans in a painful position. The last time Germany rounded up masses of people was the Holocaust. Engelhard Mazanka, the head of immigration affairs for Berlin, says German officials use all kinds of synonyms to describe the current deportations, just not the German word Deportation.
Auf Englisch Deportation, was wir auf Deutsch nicht so gerne hören, weil es Nazi-Vergangenheit ist, Deportation.
He says it sounds too much like the Nazi deportations of Jews. Plus, deportations are used as a last resort here. German authorities bend over backwards to encourage people to leave on their own. They give them free plane tickets, even thousands of euros, to invest in their new lives back home. Many migrants have accepted these offers and left, including some Iraqis. But some are not hurrying to leave. And you can understand why. Germany continues giving all migrants free rent and social benefits, even after their application for asylum has been rejected. Meantime, the migrants are changing the face of the country, and public support for the far-right, anti-immigration political party Alternative for Deutschland has shot up. But immigration officials like Mazanka say the migrants have been a good thing for Germany. When he talks about it, his eyes well up with tears and his voice breaks.
Mut, Stolz. Und Ehrlichkeit.
Germans need courage, honesty, and pride, he says. Courage and honesty to admit that Germany still has not perfected the integration of more than 1.5 million people from different cultures. But pride that Germany, despite its dark history, is now a place people from around the world want to live, to feel secure. For The World, Daniel Estrin, Berlin.